thanks for checking out this edition of R&R's Ask the Expert. I am joined this time by Seth Harrison, who is the Executive Director of Actionable Insights. Their organization is kind of looking to level the playing field between restorers and adjusters, try to make things more harmonious, help contractors with their estimating and things like that. So I am just going to toss it right over to Seth and get the ball rolling. Tell us a little bit about your background and Actionable Insights.
Thanks, Michelle. It's a pleasure to be here. I was really honored to be asked to be on the Ask the Expert section for R&R. A little bit about myself. I came from outside the industry. I was one of three people to graduate from my class at Wharton at UPenn with a degree in insurance. And I actually went into insurance after college. I worked for a broker for a couple of years. I sold Aflac insurance. I really did not love it. In fact, I didn't like it either. So I quit. And I went to one of my old insurance bosses and I said, hey, I'm looking for something different. Just, you know, general good work, hard work, something different. Insurance hasn't really played out the way that I'd hoped. And he was doing the insurance for a contractor that had just landed the largest occupied residency repipe in North American history. And they needed somebody to track logistics and finance. And I humbly went into that meeting with that contractor, that interview, and I told him, I know nothing about what you do. I don't know drywall. I don't know paint. I don't know general contracting. Not my game. I'm a kid that grew up working with my head, not my hands. So I don't know what you do. But logistics, finance, that's in my wheelhouse. So if you give me the opportunity, I will learn. And this job will get done on time and on budget. Within 6 months, I was made superintendent of that job for my company. And afterwards, I became an estimator for them, specifically a program estimator for Nationwide. And I was essentially taught all the things you can't do. So, I mean, many of us are self-taught or peer-taught. And when your introduction to estimating is program estimating, you are essentially taught all the things that you cannot do. So it wasn't until I sought some education outside of to go take a class in Xactimate that I met Mark Whatley. Whatley is the president and founder of Actionable Insights. The guy just gives and gives and gives to this industry. Actionable Insights is a perfect example of that. And I just love the way he spoke about the industry, talked about the industry, and I knew that he had a lot of experience and perspective that I didn't, that I wanted. When you're a kid that comes from outside the industry, I ask why to everything. Why? Why is it this way? Why is it that way? It's not good enough to just tell me just because. Because I need to know and understand how to apply that idea, that rule set, time and time again to different situations. It's not just, I can't accept why. So that's kind of how I ended up here at Actionable Insights, in pursuit of mastery of claim settlement, Xactimate, now Matterport. And I just genuinely enjoy the opportunity to have an impact in this industry.
I love it. As someone who comes from outside the industry too, I feel like I'm going to say, why? Why is it that way? Yes, we can learn, and it's a good industry. And once you're in it, it's like, I'm here. I'm happy to be here. So all right. So talking about estimating, some contractors struggle to find the value in Xactimate, get pretty frustrated with it and all of that. But I do believe there is a purpose for Xactimate in the industry. So especially you kind of have an interesting take since you came from insurance before this. So what do you see as the healthy role for Xactimate in our industry?
Yeah, Xactimate, the word, as a speaker or trainer, I have never seen more visceral emotional reactions when you just say the word Xactimate. Some reactions are positive, some are negative. And I have a mixture of, I think, sympathy and disappointment at the same time when I hear these things. Xactimate's role in the industry. Xactimate is a tool, and it is so easy for that tool to be used, abused in many different ways. And I think the role of Xactimate in and of itself, it is a language. Xactimate has given us this tool to communicate with each other between contractor and carrier as to invoicing and estimating what activities were done in the field, and here are the various line items that would be associated with that activity. It's a big reason why Actionable Insights exists, because there are different interpretations in the use of that tool. Actionable Insights, one of the first things we did was write a 3,000-page book of Xactimate invoicing templates so that we could address in the industry what is reasonable and customary. There is friction in the usage of Xactimate between contractors and carriers. And in fact, there always should be. Like, no, it doesn't matter if it's Xactimate or a different invoicing tool. Contractors and carriers, there should be a healthy negotiation as they have potentially diametrically opposite ways of making money. So there's going to be that tension. Xactimate just happens to be the tool that everyone uses to communicate with each other. So for those that are frustrated with Exact or, you know, struggle to find its value, as you very well put, I would just recommend continuing seeking mastery of it. Exact is a software program that ultimately requires mastery to fall in love with it. And knowing the strengths and weaknesses of that tool, understanding the inverse relationship between yield and price, you know, so many people focus just so much on price, but there are aspects of that tool that allow you to communicate and tweak that address price in a way without actually changing price. And I think sometimes we forget how things used to be. You can call a contractor and ask them right now what they charge for a DHU, and it's more likely than not that they'll say whatever Xactimate charges or around that price. And we've somewhat forgotten what it costs to run, to perform a job and run this equipment. Prices used to be stored on floppy disks. Like, that's how Exact got its information. They would send out floppy disks, you put your pricing on it and send it back to Exact. So the industry has developed over that 30 year period, understandably. And for those that are frustrated, I would just recommend continuing seeking mastery, seeking education about Exact, or ultimately the most effective way is emailing. You know, I know pricing is the big issue. Email pricing@exactware.com. Give them data points and data sets that they can act on and ask for independent verification and response. That's the main way that you can affect that pricing list in your region. So I get it. It's not an easy tool. And I think that's part of why I enjoy teaching it, is that it can be applied in so many different ways. So it's a valuable. One thing, you know, Wiley and I talk every now and then, sometimes the devil you know is better than the devil you don't. So whatever Xactimate is or is not, it's there, and it gives us the power to communicate in the process of invoicing and estimating. And that alone is something to be thankful for.
That is true. That is a good point. Okay, so there are always changes rolling out in Xactimate. You guys do a good job at Actionable Insights, kind of rolling out lists and stuff of, hey, here's some changes, here's what's going on, here's the updates for this month, stuff like that. So I somewhat just answered my own question a little bit, but I'm sure you have more to add to it. What are some ways that contractors can be staying up to date on the latest Xactimate changes?
This is where I shine in the Ask the Expert interview. This is exactly what Actionable Insights does. Thank you for pointing it out. We consider ourselves a steward of the price list. So first and foremost, you can go to the e-service center in Xactware, and they put out a wall of text that here's the new line items that were added and here are the things that are changed. But they don't give actually much details in that wall of text. It's simply a wall of text. There's no numbers or no, like, we adjusted yield by 20%. No, they just say we adjusted the yield. So part of my responsibility once a month is I look at the new line items that came out. I prepare the previous month's line items and the current month's line items. And now Watley and I actually do a video together called the Price List Update Summary Video. Historically, we did articles. We published white papers and articles about every new line item and all the things that were coming out. But we got a lot of feedback that some of the stuff we wrote was hard to understand or read. It's very verbose. And it's, you know, we figured, especially when the world turned remote, why not take what was a written series and turn it into a video series so that people could access it, digest it more universally in a way that would help and be more effective. It was one thing when we were posting these things and nobody knew about them. Now there's a video series and people are finding, you know, watch for 15 to 30 minutes a month and learn what new line items came out. So that's a huge one. And I think for the priceless update summary, especially, I came from the program world, and I always love pointing out when we're training to program people that new line items are a fantastic opportunity for you. There is whatever agreement you signed in the program work, there's no way you agreed to any rule related to a particular line item that didn't exist yet. That's impossible. So it's one of those things where, you know, true mastery of Exact is understanding the price list. And the price list contains almost 20,000 line items. So to know the new ones that come out and to, you know, in our videos, what we do is our goal is to explain what line items came out, how they were intended to be used, and what are the other things I need to be thinking about when I use that line item, the purpose and context of that line item. So that's a super valuable resource to know what's out there and how it's intended to be used. Additionally, one of our newest digital assets in general at getinsights.org is something called a commonly overlooked line item database. So Yeah, Actionable Insights, we've been quietly building some sophisticated tools for people to educate themselves and to further their development and skill set. Specifically, two of those tools are Zora and Solidify. Zora is an estimate audit engine that provides a visual representation of an estimate's performance, how likely it would be settled. Solidify actually affects change to an estimate, cleaning up formatting, organization, correcting mistakes, and most importantly, trying to identify omissions. What does it look like was done in this job that wasn't invoiced for? There are tons of inspection tools in this industry that tell us all the things we can't do. I would like to be a part of building the ones that help people understand what they potentially missed or what they can do. So as a byproduct of running estimates through these engines for years now, we've identified a collection over 200 line items that are often warranted, but commonly overlooked. And those you know, writing profitable estimates know that capturing the line items that are warranted and that need to be done is incredibly important in running profitable, efficient jobs. So that's a great database, the commonly overlooked line item database, just to read and reference and go through and go, I didn't know that was out there and I wasn't using it. And now you'll read one of those line items and think about the 17 top jobs you've already had this year that you could have used that on. And you're like, wow, I didn't think about it and whatnot. You know, we work in a very busy industry all the time. So I'm happy to be part of an organization that's putting out these resources and tools for people so that, you know, let us do the heavy lifting. Let us, you know, dive into those details and kind of bring to you the most important takeaways from what new changes came out in June. You know, right after this call, actually, I'll be recording the July price list update summary video with Wally. So it's July 1st, right? Today's the day it came out. So it's exciting for us to be able to help people understand what came out. As you mentioned, lots of changes. So what new line items came out? How are they intended to be used? Price list update summary video, commonly overlooked line item database.
Okay, so you kind of already answered my next question a little bit, but what are some things that contractors can be doing or should be doing on a regular basis to make sure that their estimates are as complete as possible? You don't have to give away your whole arsenal of knowledge here, but you know, there are both on the computer and on site that you can be doing to make sure that your scopes are super accurate. So
I think the number one thing that people can be doing is peer review and cross training. This is super, super valuable, in my opinion, whether you have a junior and a senior in the same office working together and reviewing each other's estimates, or on the flip side, if you have multiple offices, estimators at different offices reviewing each other. Almost every interaction I've had or watched as we train between junior and senior can teach juniors a lot, and juniors can teach seniors a lot. So I find it to be incredibly fulfilling experience when people are assigned to each other and say, you read my estimates, I'll read yours. But one thing that makes it really difficult, I don't know about you, Michelle, but I've had people come to me and say, give me a 300 page Xactimate estimate, 900 photos and say, hey, can you take a look at this? Make sure I didn't miss anything. Like that's an incredibly difficult thing to do. There's no structure, there's no format. It's just, oh gosh, I gotta look at this line and I'm gonna go through photos. So, the adoption of Matterport and part of our private training process for those flying us out to help them adopt Matterport, learn more about Xactimate and understand what's possible between the two. We often institute a formal peer review process and we provide a structured like checklist. So now the team creates it with us. So they're bought into it, but it provides an opportunity when you're looking at a Matterport scan before and after, and you've got a checklist of what to look for. Boom, 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 boom. You fly through it and you catch the things that you may, contractors come up with these internal standard operating procedures of how we estimate things. And this is how we do things here. You know, this is an opportunity to constantly be looking at what each other are doing and figuring out what's best as a company and as an individual when it comes to writing and estimating. So yes, certainly cross training and continuing and peer review. The other thing is continuing education. I'm hearing from a lot of people that this has been an excellent three-month period for them to invest in their people, educating, investment, training. Many people have turned to Actionable Insights as we are fairly familiar and teach a model that is friendly to a remote-oriented claim settlement world. So that's been a fun opportunity for us. But continuing education is important. Whether or not you are excited to learn about, you know, remote claim settlement or not, if you haven't moved on to Matterport or TruthSketch Plus and some of the stuff that we focus on, there are tons of trainers out there that will train many different things. And a lot of these trainers have a unique spin as to what they focus on. And I have a lot of respect. I actively try to go sit in other trainers' classes on an annual basis because I love learning here and I love training and traveling, but I think it's a super productive experience for me to go sit in front of another trainer and see what they're training, see how they're training it, and understand what value that I can bring back to my students every time that I'm sitting in front of them and trying to share some perspective and expertise. So yeah, cross training and peer review, really big.
Okay. All right. So my last question for you here, and I've been asking this of everybody because I think it's kind of an interesting take. I've looked back at some of the articles that we ran in late 2019 about trends going into 2020 and what the industry would look like. And it doesn't look like that anymore, you know. It's a different world now. What are some things that you think contractors need to be doing to make sure that they're staying relevant in a what will eventually be a post-pandemic world?
Matterport.
Yeah.
Matterport, TruthSketch Plus, Matterport again. If I would look at it this way, before COVID-19, before the current pandemic environment, whatnot, you know, Actionable Insights had made some predictions about how the industry would develop and certainly the adoption of 3D technology and how that would affect the claim settlement process. Watley and I have looked at the 80s and the invention of computers in Xactimate as a paradigm shift in how claims were settled. It changed everything. And Matterport has that opportunity right now to be the next paradigm shift in claim settlement and how we do things. I know for a fact Matterport support department is absolutely crushed over the past 3 months of people flocking to them. And I would look at it this way. It is a matter of time where some form of 3D scanning technology will be a requirement on jobs, whether they're independent jobs, program jobs, whether it's Matterport or a competitor that comes up behind them. That is the way this industry will go, the model of efficiency and what is possible. My job as an educator is to just simply help people understand what is possible. It is then their responsibility to take what they learned and then apply it to them and their business and their job process. But what is possible now is so different than what was possible 10 years ago. Michelle, what we teach, some of what we teach, you'll never have to sketch again. A contractor, an estimator doesn't actually have to step foot on site anymore to be able to write an estimate efficiently, accurately, transparently, profitably. You know, think about the workers' comp of the difference between an estimator in the field and an estimator in the office. Like, it is a completely different model. If you're an owner and you're looking at the world right now and you're thinking, maybe the things that I've done in the past won't always work moving forward, it's possible, probable, and this is an excellent opportunity to look inward at your job process and think about what can I be doing differently. I bring up Matterport and TruthSketch and all these things because that's what's provided contractors and adjusters the immediate opportunity to continue settling claims during the pandemic environment. And those that had adopted Matterport before COVID-19 have been in an excellent position throughout to be able to provide services to friendly contractors or competitors, as well as for carriers and adjusters. Like, they've had additional opportunities because of it. And I don't think that's going away. Look at San Francisco and Silicon Valley. I mean, one of my good friends just came down here from San Francisco because he's remote for 6 months plus. None of those companies are requiring them to come back to San Francisco, and the entire rent and housing market may change as a result. So the world around us is changing. And the one thing that I know has been helpful, productive, and almost a necessity for many in this time is 3D scanning technology and being able to process claims remotely and efficiently. So it's one of those things where, like, I guess before COVID, I think it was gonna get there anyways. People were embracing that shift along the way. But this kind of just forced a lot of people to jump into it and do it. So it's been a kind of an interesting experience for me being the trainer of Xactimate and Matterport and how those two work so well together. You know, this has been an interesting opportunity for us as an organization to provide value. And you can ask Wadley anytime. The number one thing I want to do as the executive director, wherever I am, whatever I'm doing, I want to provide value to those that are listening, to those that are engaging with us. And so this has been a fulfilling opportunity for us to speak about what we know best. There's one thing I want to leave people with in general, Michelle. I kind of talked about it, like this is an opportunity for them to look inward at the process and what they do. And I want people to think, if they ask themselves, why do we do this? Why do we do this? Why, you know, anything you're looking at internally, your process, and you're asking yourself, why do we do this? And your only answer is, we've always done it this way. That's a problem. You as the owner operator or the leader of that company, and as well as the employee, should be able to understand the value proposition behind why you do the way you do things. And if this is an excellent opportunity to reflect internally and decide, are we doing things the way that we should be doing things? Or are we just doing them because we've always done them that way? And there's things that Actionable Insights was doing in 2020 that were relics of our 2016 selves. And it wasn't until I stopped and slowed down and looked around at everybody and said, why are we still doing this? And nobody could give me a good answer other than we've always done it. And we stopped doing it because we didn't need, there's certain things you don't need to do anymore, or there's so many opportunities of what's possible that I just encourage you to not get stuck in the 20 to 30 to 40 to 50 years that you've potentially been doing something and been doing it the same way, because there's so much opportunity right now to be doing things a little bit differently. There's so many different models that are possible. And as an educator, it's fun for me to see how people apply this technology to the possibility and reality. So it's a good time to look inside and see what's possible.
Wise words, a lot of wisdom there. Beautiful. Okay. Thanks. Any other tidbits you want to add before we wrap up?
No, I think I'm good. This is an interesting time in the world. As a company that, you know, as a 501c6 nonprofit, steward of the industry, all we've tried to do during this time is help and put out resources, information. And I know a lot of people got questions. So if you have more questions about Xactimate, Matterport, pricing, scope really is what we focus on and what's reasonable and customary when estimating and invoicing, head to getinsights.org and ask us any questions.
Love it. Beautiful. All right. Well, thank you, Seth, for your time. I really appreciate it. And thank you to everyone who checked out this video. Be sure to check out getinsights.org, follow them on Facebook, all of that, so you can see their videos, their updates, all of that. It's a lot of helpful information. Woo! Thanks, Seth.
Thank you, Michelle.